Welcome to the Peaceful Wellness Podcast with me, your host, Deb Phelps. If you are ready to unite with your true nature and find the calm you need to go through this journey called life, then walk a while with me as we learn to be resilient with mind, body, spirit modalities. I am a meditation teacher, mindfulness coach, sound healer, yoga specialist, and these and other modalities have helped me to truly find peaceful wellness within. So let's take a mindful approach together now. Today in our Vipassana, we are doing loving kindness and we'll be cultivating connection and wholeness through loving kindness today. And I have a quote from Sharon Salzberg's Loving Kindness book that we are starting to focus on. And she says in the book, the English writer E.M. Forster began one of his novels with a two-word epigraph, only connect. These two words perfectly express the shift we must make from one worldview to another, she says, if we are to find reliable happiness. We must move from trying to control the uncontrollable cycles of pleasure and pain and instead learn how to connect, to open, to love no matter what is happening. The difference between misery and happiness, she says, depends on what we do with our attention. Do we, in the midst of water, look for something elsewhere to drink? Transformation comes from looking deeply within, to a state that exists before fear and isolation arise, the state in which we are inviolably whole, just as we are. We connect to ourselves, to our own true experience, and discover there that to be alive means to be whole. So once again, from Sharon Salzberg's Loving Kindness book. So very simple, right? Yet powerful in that only connect from Forster's words too. So we don't have to seek outside of ourselves for that external source of happiness. We can nurture, our internal connections and love. And she encourages us to recognize that true transformation and happiness lie in our ability to connect with our wholeness, that which we are, and to open our hearts regardless of what life throws at us, right? So as we meditate today, let's explore this idea of connection, not just with the outward expression toward others, but as an inward journey to our true selves. Deepen our connection to our own inner experiences. Understanding, of course, that embracing ourselves fully is really the foundation of happiness and wholeness. So with that, let's begin to settle into our meditation posture so we can get started for our practice today. So begin by finding a quiet, comfortable place. As you sit here, sitting on a chair or cushion, keeping your back straight, yet relaxed. Gently closing the eyes or lowering the gaze. And taking some deep breaths here, inhaling deeply. And exhaling slowly. And with each exhale, release any tension that you might be holding. And as you settle in, returning your breath to its natural rhythm, recall Sharon's invitation to connect deeply with ourselves and our experiences. And here, bringing the focus to the breath, noticing the sensation of the air moving in and out of the nostrils. rise and fall of your chest and abdomen. And let your breathing be natural and relaxed, using the breath as a means to anchor into the present moment, creating a base for the loving kindness practice. And begin now the practice of loving kindness. Here we direct the warmth and care towards ourselves. So silently repeat phrases such as, "May I be happy," and feeling each word, "May I be happy, may I be well, may I be safe. May I be peaceful and at ease." And as you recite these phrases, imagine filling yourself with warmth and love. Envision this loving energy as a healing light, bringing peace and wholeness to every part of your being. May I be happy. May I be well. May I be safe. May I be peaceful and at ease. And now extending loving kindness to loved ones. Shift your focus to someone you love deeply. Picture them in your mind, sending them your heartfelt wishes. May you be happy. May you be well. May you be safe. May you be peaceful and at ease. May you be happy. May you be well. May you be safe. May you be peaceful and at ease. And visualize them receiving your loving kindness, filled with joy and peace. And now gradually widen your circle of loving kindness. Extend your well wishes to friends, acquaintances, strangers, and even those with whom you have difficulties, whoever you choose. May all beings be happy. As you see these wonderful people in your mind, may all beings be well. Could be animals, anything. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful and at ease. Visualize this loving energy radiating outward from you, compassing the entire world, touching every living being with kindness and compassion. May all beings be happy. May all beings be well. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful and at ease. Bring your attention back to yourself now and reflect on Sharon's words about finding wholeness and happiness within. Contemplate the interconnectedness of all life and how nurturing inner love enhances our connection to the world. Continue to deepen your sense of connection and wholeness. feeling how the loving kindness practice bridges the gap between the inner and outer worlds. And now gently begin to bring your awareness back to the present moment, taking a few deep breaths, feeling refreshed and connected. And when you're ready, you can slowly open your eyes, carrying the sense of loving kindness and connection into your day. And thank you so much for joining with me today in our meditation.
Thank you for joining with me today. For my weekly classes, meditation and modalities on-demand library, self-study courses, and private sessions, visit my website at peacefulwellness.org.